We are on the threshold of Chodesh Iyar, and also Rosh Chodesh being tomorrow, Shabbos. Parshas Tazria Mitzorah often comes out in a normal year around this time. So we'll talk a little bit about some common themes that connect us with Parsha, Rosh Chodesh, Iyar in particular, Tazria Mitzorah, post-Pesach. Okay. So there is the beginning of Parshas Tazria. The Torah talks about a Yoledes and describing that when she has a Zachar, she is Tamei for 7 days. The Torah uses an unusual expression. Kimei nidas devosa titma. So what does the word devosa mean? The 7 days that she's Tamei is equivalent to the days of her nidas devosa. So Rashi has two perushim. The first pshat, Rashi says, is milashin, like to flow, the flow of blood. Just like we know the Russian Zav in the Torah means to flow, and in Aramaic, that's the switch design with the Dalit, like Zahav is Dahava. So the Torah is using the Aramaic equivalent of to flow, the flow of her Avernidus. That's one Pshat Rashi. The Ramban doesn't like that, because in Russian HaKodesh we don't find the Shoresh of Dalit Beis to mean flow. We have Zion Beis is to flow, not Dalit. Not Dalit, Dalit Vav, not the flow of with a Dalit. But then the other Pshat Rashi, which the Ramban does work with, is it's Milashin Choli. Milashin Madve V'Choli. Why would the Torah refer to the state of Nida in the form of an illness? Madve. She'ein isha ro adam, she'lo techele rosha ve'vareha kvedim aleh. When a woman has her cycle, so it comes with a lot of symptoms of she feels headachy, she feels uncomfortable in her body physically, so those physical symptoms are like a choli. So the Torah uses a lashon of devosa, milashon madve v'choli. And the Ramban basically goes with that, Perush tweaks it a little bit. The lashon of madve as choli, we find it actually in Chumash a number of places with regard to the makos. So we know the Torah talks about the esemakos, and it first was a nega in Parshas of Sefer Shmos, but then soon afterwards Parshas Beshalach. So we have Kriyas Yamsuf, and then we have just after Kriyas Yamsuf, Klal Yisrael journey for a couple of days. So this is more or less at the end of Nisan, right? Because Chaf Aleph was the seventh day, Shvi Shel Pesach, and then they have 3 days traveling. And then they come to a place where they didn't have water, then the water is bitter. This is mamish approaching the end of Nisan. And it's at this point that the water that they couldn't drink, because it's too bitter, Hashem finds a way to tell Moshe that it can make the water sweet, and he does it. And then the following pasuk appears, the last pasuk that we learned in that Aliyah on Shvi Shel Pesach, Ve'yom Shemot Tishma Koshem Olakecha. If you observe the mitzvos, the Yeshua ben Avtaseh, Vesatu mitzvos, Hashmata kochukav, Kol ha-machala, Asher samti v'mitzvayim, Lo asim alecha, Kani Hashem rofecha. So what's the machala? Referring to the machala, what's the machala, Asher samti v'mitzvayim? It means the makos, obviously. And we know this from other psukim. Parshas Ekev, in the beginning, Ve'hesu Hashem imcha, kol choli, V'chol madvei mitzvayim haraim asher yadata lo yisimam bach. U'nesanam b'chol sone'echa. Similar to the haftacha here, kol ha-machala shesamdi v'mitzvayim. So there it says, chol madvei mitzvayim haraim asher yadata lo yisimam bach. Similar type of haftacha. There it says further, u'nesanam b'chol sone'echa. The opposite, by the tochacha, Rachmano Litzlan, the pasuk says in Parshas Kisavo, again, the Lashon Madvei Mitzrayim that you're afraid of. Rashi comments over there, Ashe Yagorta Mipneihem, Mipneiha Makos, Kishahoyu Yisrael Roin Makos Mishunos Habos HaMitzrayim, when he saw all the terrible different Makos that befell Mitzrayim, Hoyu Yireim Mehem, Shelo Yavou Gam Aleihem, they were nervous. Teida Shekeng Siv, the pasuk here by Mara, in other words, obviously there was a fear that Klal Yisrael had, and that's the assurance that's given here of Kol HaMachos. So here again, you see that the terms are interchangeable. The Makos and Mitzrayim are considered to be Madvei Mitzrayim, Koa Machala, like the Russian here, Nidas Divosa Titma. We know, of course, that Pashas Tazir Mitzorah go on to talk about the illnesses of Mitzorah, of Tzaras, Tzaras HaBasar, and other forms of Tzaras, and we have, you might could consider that something of a healing process when the Kohen gives the proper prescriptions of what to do, and he's examining it, and so on and so forth, and then ultimately the person gets healed. But near par negat Tzaras min HaTzarua. It's very interesting, because the period in which this pasuk in Parshas Beshalach was said, as we noticed, is the tail end of Chodesh Nisan, the approach of Chodesh Iyar. Again, make the cheshbon, that's what it comes out. There is a Rashi Tevos that many of the Sfarim bring down, the Bnei Yisachar. At first glance, you might say it's cute, but apparently it's not just that. It obviously has an omek to it. And that is that the Rashi Tevos, Iyar, can actually be interpreted as Ani Hashem Rof Echa. The Aleph is Ani, Yud Yud is a way of expressing Hashem Hashem, the Yud Kei Vav Kei is the letter Yud, the Yud of Adnud, Aleph Dalad Nun Yud is the Yud, the Yud Yud, that's the Tushemus of Hashem, that's Yud Yud, and the Resh is Rof Echa. Of course, the names themselves originate Olam Ibavel, but there are obviously all kinds of Ramazim that can be gleaned from the names of the Chadashim. As we know, many of them, you can convey ideas. Tishrei means to be free of Hashem as a father, and so on. So, Iyar, Ani Hashem Ofecha, it's a time of refuah. And here we have the Pasuk itself was stated, Mamish, around the time of the beginning of Chodesh Iyar. There is a Gemara in Shabbos that talks about certain things that are healthy to drink as a refuah, and the Gemara specifically identifies the period between Pesach and Shavuos when it's best to drink it. Daf Kuf Mem Zayin on the days. Amar Shmuel Kula Shakyani Midivcha VeAratzarta Ma'alu. All of these drinks are considered to be Mashkin LeRefuah, says Rashi, between Pesach and Shavuos, they're effective. The time between Pesach and Shavuos, and the bulk of that time is, of course, Chodesh Iyar, is a time of refuah, like the name Iyar, Ani Hashem Rof Echa. Medrash Shir HaShirim Rabba, on the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Kicholas Ahava Ani, Samchuni Ba'ashishos, Raptuni Ba'tapuchim, Kicholas Ava Ani, Amacholas Ava. So the Medrash has a number of comments, and here's one of them. Tani Roshim Ben Yochai, B'shah she'yatzo Yisrael mi'mitzrayim, l'ma ha'yudomin. What will Kai Yisrael compare to? L'ben melech she'amad mecholyo. Son of a king, a prince, that's just getting over having been sick. Amalo pedgogo, his pedagogue, his mentor, the one who looked after him, said, Yelech bincha li'iskoli, let your son go to a school, like school, iskuli. The kids are going to be learning something. Amalo hamelech, adayin lo ba bini bezivo, shenishtana mecholyo. My son has not yet come to have his shine, because from his illness he's gotten pale, and he needs to get his countenance back, he needs to get his ziv back. Not ready to go to school yet. He needs to recover more, he needs more rest. Better, Ella Yelech Bis Anig Bini Kishlosha Chadashim B'machu B'mishta. Let him have 3 months of eating and drinking and getting his kolchos back and ultimately his complexion back. The Achakach Yelech Liskuli. Then he'll go to school. That's the mashal. What's the nimshal? Kach Bishash Yatzu Yisrael Mimitzvayim. Hoyu Ben Bali Mumin Mishiba Titlevainim. Christ of Mitzvayim had people who were full of blemishes from all the work that they were doing. Amru l'malachi ha'shareis. Abi ha'shar, tenu lem es ha'torah. Give them the Torah. The Am Mitzrayim, let's go to Matan Torah. Amru el Kadosh Baruch Hu. No. Adayin lo ba zivasan shal banai mishibotit levenin. The ziv has not come back yet. They've been doing all this hard labor, tit levenin. The ziv hasn't come back. Ela yisadnu banai shosha chadashim, let them be 3 months, be'er, months, love, and then etin lema Torah, v'chodesh ha'shlishi. So I see again in this medrash the idea of the transition between Pesach and Shavuos is the idea of refuah, coming to a certain level of being healed, and specifically the association with ziv, just an interesting expression. But it's not a coincidence, because going back to Chodesh Iyar, which we says Chodesh Ani Hashem Rofecha, there's another name for Chodesh Iyar in Tanakh. In Iyar, you won't find the Shemos that we have, Nisan Yosivan, until some of the later Svarim of Tanakh, like Megillas Esther, Ezra. But in the earliest Svarim, like Malachim, you won't find them. But you will find other descriptions of these months. And the Chodesh Hasheni in Sefer Malachim is described as Chodesh Ziv. Chodesh Ziv. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, discusses the significance of this word Ziv in description of Iyar. The Gemara just talks about it in terms of possibly when the Avos were born. There's a question when they were born. And the Gemara also mentions in this connection the halacha that maybe you still can do for another day, and maybe even after, is according to some shittas. But if you haven't yet, there is a fruit tree outside, downstairs, outside the Beis Medrash. So there's a bracha, and that the Gemara brings it over here. If you go out beyom Nisan v'chazal hilani the melav levi, you see the budding of the new fruit tree. There's a special bracha shalachisa b'lamakum and so on. That's here in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Aleph, but its connection to the inyan of ziv, chodesh ziv, the ispe ziva le'ilani. The inyan of ziv as a reference to refuah is also something I saw a quote in the Kuzari. The Kuzari talks about, specifically in Maimar Sheni, talks about suffix saras, omar hachaver, it's o samach beis. Famous idea, the Ramban talks about it too, that Saras is Marchi Kochos Hashchina. Ki Haisa Biso Kemala Saruach Begufa Ada Mo'ila O Samachios Elokis Benosenes Lem Ziva Hada Begufosa Mutchunasa Mishkeneim. When things are on the level that they should be on, then Nosenes Lem Ziv Vahada. But what happens with Saras? It's the opposite. The Ziv is drained. And ultimately, the Yeshua and the Refuah is a restoration of Ziv. Ziv is a sign of Refuah. That's Chodesh Ziv. That's Ani Hashem Rof Echa. The quality of a Kadosh Baruch Hu being able to create Refuah, Ani Hashem Rof Echa. The headquarters of this is the pasuk here in Bishalach. What was it that Hashem did to indicate His koach of Refuah? He took the water that was bitter, and Moshe took this eitz and he threw it into the water and it became sweet. And that was Kinesh and Rofech. So there is a medrash that talks about the unique way in which a Kodesh Baruch Hu is able to create a refuah. And that is, a Kodesh Baruch Hu took, what did he take? What did Moshe take to make the water sweet? Eitz. What was the eitz? The eitz was something bitter. Says the medrash, Tanchum and Bishalach, Kadosh Baruch Hu is unique in the way that He creates refuah. B'mesha ani make bo ani merape. The very thing that causes the illness, the maka, is what's going to bring about the refuah. The water is bitter. I'm going to tell you to take something bitter and put it into the water. I'm going to take bitter and make better. I'll make it sweet. There's a famous idea Rav Tzadok and others develop, Udabi Tzaras. Tzaras is called a nega. But the word nega has letters that can be rearranged, and they can form oneg. And they go together. There's oneg and there's nega. The person who has Tzaras Abai says, Kin nega nirali babayis. Turned out, the very thing that was a nega was not a nega. It was kin nega. They broke down the walls, Rashi brings Chazal, and they found treasures. We don't always know why a nega is what it is, but the koach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the koach of the Kohen, who's the agent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to mahapich the nega into onig. And that's the yisod that we see of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mamtik mar b'mar. Ultimately, refuah has many layers to it. Refuah can mean refuah's haguf, obviously in a physical sense. But there's a whole other dimension to the notion of refuah. There's a holy hanefesh. There's chisronos and midos. There's tikkunim that need to be made to be another hasholem in every way. We know that the yimei asvira are intended to be those who say the chalos, I don't, ribono shel olam, all of that we say afterwards, l'tareinu, we keep aseinu, we tum aseinu, but it doesn't mean, it means metaphysical, spiritual klipos. The symbol of 7 times 7 is not a coincidence because you may need us devos atitma, so you have again the 7 and the 7 times 7, but the tkufa of Iyar and really the 7 weeks, beginning with starts Sfiras HaOmer, but most of it is Iyar, is a sense of refuah, but not just refuah, In the physical sense, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's koach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do it in his own unique way, and you never know how even something which is bitter can become sweet, memela, because within the bitter is a potential to be. But really in Tikkun HaMidos, it's a similar thing. Tikkun HaMidos is not just necessarily Shviras HaMidos. Tikkun HaMidos is to be able to know the right way to channel any given mida. Mida means a measure. So it's not like a mida is good or bad. A mida is being able to know when is the right time to exhibit it, to what degree, to what measure, which is the same bechina of, quote, so to speak, mamtik mar b'mar. Even a midah that's per se a midah ra has its place, has its time. That's tikkun amidas. Ultimately, the main tikkun that we try to work on is the tikkun of b'dadu machavero, obviously because Talmid Rabbi Akiva were mezalzel in that, and that's the notion called derech eretz kadma la Torah, because you can't get to Torah unless you have the basic Indian of Derech Eretz, and I'm arach in my Haggadah and my Svarim about how in Dafka the Indian of Mara, the Chisaron of Kaisel and Mara was a Chisaron in Derech Eretz. So Dafka, that particular refuah of Anishim Bafech and Mara, was meant to be a tikkun in that particular Indian. Really, the whole tkufa of the period of Svira is meant to be that type of a tikkun in Adam Chaveiro, and obviously in Amal HaTorah as well, because this is all Hachana for Shavuos. Because Baruch Hu should bless us, we should be able to use the time in a way that will maximize the potential before the lies in this month. We should be zochet to refuah saguf, those who, in a way that there is a need for that. But ultimately, the refuah sanefesh, which Baruch Hu should be granting us the siyata d'shmai to be able to actualize all of the refuah of Chodesh Ani Hashem Rofech Shabbos. Yes, how many?